It's 88.5 FM. My name's Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by The Shelters. We've been playing a lot of their great music over the past few years, Rebel Heart and Gold, and so excited to finally bring them on up to the station to have a live session with us. So I just wanted to say first, thank you so much for coming on by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
Yeah, you've been hard at work on the road. I got to tell you, I got to see you in Boulder. There's a radio convention over there, and every time I see you, it's like, oh man, they're really kicking a little more butt and kicking a little more butt. How's it been just jamming out on the road?
It's been great. We've definitely been going around. We went to Europe our first time this summer, and that was great. And we just did a run of shows with the Heartbreakers up in California, Northern California. And yeah, it's like the more you play, the better you get. You know, you learn so much out on the road. It's been really fun.
And I think you speak about the Heartbreaker, so let's talk about the elephant in the room, produced by Tom Petty. You know, that's the first thing that everybody's like, oh, it's this band called The Shelters, produced by Tom Petty. What? You know, but honestly, you know, working with Tom, what was that like for you, having someone being able to work with him?
It's incredible. I mean, it's Josh. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's as good as you'd imagine. I guess it's every musician's dream to work with somebody who's such an expert like that, and getting the opportunity to pick his brain on songs or just, you know, sounds and things like that was a huge honor for us. So,
but he just has so much wisdom, you know, and it's so much experience. And I think a lot of times for anyone pursuing something that's so uncertain as you know, music, or if you're an actor, anything in the arts, you know, you kind of, there's no rules, right? And so you don't know which way to go and which road to turn down. And it's great to have someone who's been there before and turned down the wrong roads or turned down the right roads, and you kind of, they can kind of steer you away from things that maybe you wouldn't have you know, gone towards.
Cool. And I think that's one of the cool things listening to you guys. You know, obviously you have that, a very, I don't exactly want to use the word classic, but just, you know, the proven rock and roll sound to an extent. But you really do make it something that's modern and new and unique. I mean, what did you pull from to kind of create your sound as you went along recording the songs that you have so far?
Well, Josh only listens to disco music.
Well, that helps.
Yeah. I mean, we listen to so much music, it's impossible to say where every little thing comes from. I mean, we could probably, you know, pick it apart and say, oh, we kind of got this from that. But we listen to a lot of music, so every time we hear something that we think is cool, we just try to take the spirit of that and, you know, apply it to the next song, whether it's an interesting sound or whether it's an interesting style of playing a part. You know, we try to just mix a bunch of things up together. But I guess the reason why our sound doesn't sound completely retro and classic is just because we're not from that time period. You know, we've been exposed to other influences that people of that generation weren't exposed to. You know, we have Nirvana, we have Oasis, we have stuff that is a little newer and a little, you know, we've had some great things happen since the 60s, obviously, even though we do love the 60s.
Yeah.
you listen to Rebel Heart and it just jumps out of the speakers. You know, it's got that high tempo, you know, right off the bat with that great guitar line and kind of that, you know, the first band that we, I think, equated it to a little bit here was the Beatles. It was like, yeah, it's just got that great guitar hook in it that brings you in. And what was the influence behind that song? How did that song get started?
That song started in so many different ways. I don't think we didn't have that riff yet, you know, and actually, you know, it's something that we worked up after the song was kind of, but it had, you know, four or five different choruses. And, you know, I just think that it's just like Josh was saying, it's just, we love the Beatles. Beatles are like God to us, you know? So, I mean, of course they have,
it's unavoidable,
you know, a huge influence there. But I mean, that was born in the studio.
One thing that was important about that song was that it was the first song we had completed as a band. And we had set out with like a mission statement to kind of keep the music peppy and kind of pop out of the speakers and bright, as opposed to a lot of rock and roll that does exist, which it does exist. A lot of people will say that rock and roll doesn't exist. It does. But a lot of it's darker and kind of heavier, a little more brooding and kind of moody and emotional. So for us, we just wanted to make a song that was bright sounding and happy sounding, you know, even if the subject matter may not be, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think saying rock and roll is dead, I mean, you still hear guys coming out like, you know, War on Drugs has just been a fantastic album. It's like there are still guys out there making great rock and roll. We talk about Ty Segall, a guy who's more down the garage rock.
The people who say there's no rock and roll out there are just a bit uninformed, I think, because there's definitely great bands out there that are rock and roll.
And there's just a lot more music styles out there. As time has gone on, more and more music styles have come to be, but there's definitely bands, you know, there's a new Beck track out there, and we've listened to it, we're like, this is classic Beck. This is just a great rock track, you know.
Well,
this
we're lucky to still have some of those great artists too from like the 90s and, you know, the kind of second wave of big rock bands still around making music, because I'm always impressed when bands come out with stuff like Spoon has been killing it, you know, like we really like their new record.
Queens of the Stone Age record.
Queens of the Stone Age, we really like their new record, so it's great to hear bands Cage still doing it.
Yeah,
I mean, Cage, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've seen Cage live, and it's like he's. I look at their lead singer. I'm like, he's Mick Jagger on stage. Yeah, there's nothing different between him and Mick Jagger. It's, you know, they're essentially the same guy.
Yeah, we saw him at Lollapalooza, and he put on a red sequined dress and fishnets. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
it's amazing to see bands that have that range. And you have it to an extent with Gold, which is a little bit more of a down tempo track, and really, you know, it's a very different sound than Rebel Heart. You know, it's got a little bit more of just a groove in the background that gets you in and before it gets to the chorus. So how did that song get built up?
I think we at that point in the recording process had gotten a lot more savvy in the studio, because, you know, when we started Rebel Heart, it was, we really didn't know what we were doing. We were just twisting knobs until they sounded good. And, it was really, we recorded and we thought it was a demo, and we kind of, you know, spiced it up a little bit towards the end. But by the time we got around to Gold, I think we knew our way around the studio more. And, you know, I don't know, it just kind of happened.
Yeah, I mean, we realized that there's a certain tempo and kind of mood of a song that we like. And by that time in the process, we had kind of exhausted that for the time being. You know, we needed some kind of different feeling songs. And so when Chase came with that one, that was a really good way for us to have a more mid-tempo kind of, you know, layered kind of produced song. And I think it came out really good.
Yeah, we don't really want to only have one kind of music. We don't really think about genre in our band, you know. It's just like we think about songs. And so, you know, because in the end of the day, it's going to be us playing it, and we're going to make our own sound. It's going to be the Shelters always. So as long as, you know, it's a good song, we don't really care what it ends up being, you know, as long as we all dig it.
Oh,
hopeless. There's nothing left to hide. We don't quite understand this. In you we hope to confide.
You guys are going to be coming back to LA. Recently announced a December 5th show at the Echo, which is a pretty cool little small room. Because I saw you at the Troubadour, and I know you've been playing a lot of bigger venues lately. But what's that show going to be like coming back home?
Awesome. We love the Echo, and yeah. We rarely get to play home for whatever reason. So
yeah, strangely enough, I think we've played outside of LA more than we have. You know, actually in LA, like other cities like San Diego or anywhere across the country, even New York or Atlanta or something. But yeah, it's going to be fun to come back and do a headline hometown show.
Cool. Well, it's the Shelters here. They're going to be playing at the Echo on December 5th. And thank you so much for coming on by, playing some songs.
Yeah, thanks.
It's 88.5 FM.